Boko Haram strikes close to home. Stewardship is setting the captives free in India, and we're saving the best for last. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Boko Haram attacks on Christians in Nigeria aren't easing any. Their punishment has mostly been a slap on the wrist. Now the International Criminal Court is stepping in to investigate them for crimes against humanity. World Mission works in northern Nigeria, and they've been affected by Boko Haram's attacks. One of their leaders was killed a few months ago. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
In villages where hostilities are exaggerated, it's just not safe for someone who's made a decision to follow Christ. Once they're found, then they tend to disappear and we never hear from them again. That's why we try and bring people out into a safe harbor, disciple them, grow them in their understanding of who Jesus is, and then reintroduce them into either that village or another area where they can be effective.
World Mission sharing the gospel through audio Bibles called The Treasure.
Our goal for the rest of this year is to distribute 500 treasures into northern Nigeria.
They need your support. Just visit our website. Meanwhile, a Jesuit priest is still missing after 2 weeks in Syria. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, activists suspect he's been kidnapped by rebel forces linked to Al-Qaeda. Reverend Paolo Diaglio's disappearance came 3 months after two other clergymen were kidnapped there. Just before he went missing, Diaglio told a friend that he was going to negotiate with Islamic rebels for the release of the two hostages. Pray for his safety. This is Mission Network News. Church growth in India is exciting. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says,
we have established some 300 churches and the number is growing year by year. The great challenge is providing Bible-trained pastors for these growing churches.
To answer that, 14 years ago, Bibles for the World launched the Trinity College and Seminary to train church leaders. Many students can't afford to pay their own way, so they get sponsors. However, Padidi says she recently took a call from the head of the seminary. The news wasn't good.
20 of these students lost their sponsors due to financial difficulties. These 20 students will not be able to continue their seminary training unless we help find sponsors for them.
These students will have to leave next month unless they get sponsors. You can help. We've got links to Bibles for the World at our website. It's all about investment in the body of Christ in India. Elsewhere, a simple truth is setting captives free. Daniel is one of International Stewards' partners in India. They're reaching out to people in bonded slavery. These people are enslaved in more ways than one.
They worship evil spirits. And these evil spirits have to be appeased all the time by offerings like liquor, rice, pig, chicken.
They mortgage their homes to pay for these items and end up owing money to their landowners.
There comes a time when they think, you know what, this is all my destiny is. I am called to be a slave. So they get into this cycle of slavery.
But through the IS program offered by local churches, these slaves learn a powerful truth.
Everything does not belong to the evil spirit. Everything belongs to God. And when I worship God, he gives me the opportunity and access to all of this.
This story continues at missionnetworknews.org. Pray the truths of Christ and stewardship will set more captives free. And it seems the best is being saved for last. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' summer outreach to Native American youth has tried reaching Deep Creek Reservation for years. Finally, God's opening doors for them to share Christ. Evil is common at Deep Creek. There's a high rate of murder, suicide, and addictions. But chains are breaking. Even a councilman came to Christ. The 2013 Summer of Hope is wrapping up. Pray. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's brand new CD when you support Mission Network News.
I don't have what it takes, but here I am anyway.
It's part of the M&N Wake Me Up Summer, reminding Christians to wake up and share Christ in everyday experiences. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you Josh Wilson's new CD, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.